From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. In its heyday, Kutcher's Resort in New York's Catskill Mountains was a treasured vacation spot for Jewish families looking to get away from it all. Sadly, Kutcher's, like many other hotels in the so-called Borscht Belt, is no more. Most of it has been demolished to make way for a yoga retreat. And the days of packing the family into the car for that 90-mile drive from New York City to the mountains are fading fast. But a husband and wife team of filmmakers is keeping the memory alive with a documentary about the legendary resort. A week-long screening begins today in Delray Beach and Lake Worth. The movie is titled Welcome to Kutcher's, The Last Catskills Resort. And now we welcome Carolyn Lasko and Ian Rosenberg. Hi, guys.
Hey, Chris.
Hi.
In the Borscht Belt, there were other resorts like Grossinger's, the Concord, the Neville. What was so fascinating about Kutcher's that you decided to make this documentary?
Well, one of the things that Kutcher's had going for it when we very, very first went up there in the summer of 2002 is that it was still operating as a traditional Catskills resort. And many of the other very famous hotels that you mentioned over the course of the 80s and 90s had already started their decline. Whereas Kutcher's in 2002, and really up until they closed their doors, was still offering guests the amazing abundance of Jewish food and the activities from makeup lessons and painting lessons and ice skating lessons, all of those wonderful activities that you would fill a weekend with, those were all still very much on offer at Kutcher's.
The resort was also a proving ground for generations of entertainers. Off the top of your head, what famous names cut their teeth at Kutcher's?
Well, the history of entertainers at Kutcher's is really a history of an American comedy, and the Borscht Belt comedy style was really formed there, starting with Sid Caesar, Danny Kaye, Red Buttons, Joan Rivers, Jerry Seinfeld, and Billy Crystal.
Saturday nights in the Catskills, the comedian was always the king. I'd never seen a comic live before, so holding onto my folks' hands, we walked into that Kutcher's nightclub, and that's where I saw my very first comedian. Good evening, ladies and Jews.
The history of the Catskill Mountains and the Borscht Belt experience really is the history of the Jewish American experience in a microcosm. It began with the resorts being a reaction to anti-Semitism. There was nowhere else for the Jews to go. And the idea of an American vacation experience was new to the European Jewish immigrant community and was part of the wonderful life of America, that you could really have a vacation.
The fictional Kellerman's Resort in the movie Dirty Dancing, was it based mostly on Kutcher's, or was it more like a composite of all the Catskills resorts?
If you talk to people who spent summers at Kutcher's, they will absolutely tell you that Kellerman's is based on Kutcher's. People just feel that the glamour that is represented in Dirty Dancing at Kellerman's was truly the Kutcher's experience.
You think kids want to come with their parents to take foxtrot lessons? Trips to Europe, that's what the kids want. 22 countries in 3 days. Feels like it's all slipping away.
So ultimately, what happened?
Well, as the Jewish American population could go both to Europe affordably and have permanent vacations living in Florida and California, the need for the Catskills resorts began to decline. So much of the vacation industry they created became adopted by other types of entertainment communities. Comedians and entertainers playing every night was taken up really by Las Vegas. The all-you-can-eat model was adopted by both cruise ships and Club Med. And so they had so much competition, not from each other, but from the outside world.
We've been chatting with Ian Rosenberg and Carolyn Lasko, the husband and wife filmmaking team that brought us Welcome to Kutcher's, The Last Catskills Resort. A week-long screening starts today at the Movies of Delray Beach on Atlantic Avenue and the Movies of Lake Worth on Lake Worth Road. From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatteo.